Why don't we finish out with your cases?
Absolutely. This is a 56-year-old gentleman who came to his primary care physician with a history of abdominal bloating, and he was found to be anemic, sent for endoscopy, and he found that the colonoscopy showed a mass in his ascending colon, so this is a right-sided tumor. Biopsy showed a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, and profiling showed RAS wild-type and microsatellite unstable. Profiling confirmed Lynch syndrome. He was BRAF wild type, and then we did germline mutation analysis that showed Lynch syndrome. And of note, this is really interesting, so when he was diagnosed with that, he got all his kids checked and his brother as well. And his brother ended up having Lynch syndrome and was diagnosed with a GE junctional cancer, which was locally advanced. And unfortunately, he ended up passing away from his treatment, but we did catch another cancer in the family. CT scan showed a mental metastases, start on FOLFOX Bev, and then he had initial partial response, changed to maintenance, and then had disease progression after 10 months, and then he came and was started on pembrolizumab, and he had a partial response to pembrolizumab, continues on pembro today, 2 years in, has seen one grandchild be born, one daughter get married, one daughter's engaged, and continues. Actually, he just told me he was working 100 hours a week at a local auto plant, but now he has decided to move back to regular hours so he can enjoy more time with his family.
Has he had any autoimmune issues?
No. He has done very
so
well.
So just cruised right through it?
He has, knock wood, been cruising right through it. I have another patient who is very similar to him who has developed some rheumatoid arthritis type symptoms in her hands. So we treat her with occasional steroid packs, but she actually wants to stay on her immunotherapy. And I think that could be another interesting discussion of, do you ever stop? And when should you stop? A lot of the trials now say stop at 2 years, but that's an interesting debate. His scans shows his a mental disease and the shrinkage as he was treated with pembro.